Senior U.S. defense officials acknowledge more terrorist attacks like this week's bloody bombings in Saudi Arabia are possible, but the officials insist groups like al-Qaeda have been severely crippled, and they say the hunt is still on for al-Qaeda leaders believed hiding in remote areas. For a moment, it seemed as if General Richard Myers was publicly acknowledging for the first time that al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden is still alive, as he discussed the kind of rugged, ungoverned areas where top terrorists are probably hiding.
That doesn't mean we don't have people out this very minute looking for him.
Appearing at a Pentagon news briefing with Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff of the U.S. military was asked for clarification and quickly offered it.
You know, we don't know if he's alive or he's dead. So, but it doesn't mean you stop looking for leadership.
Osama bin Laden's fate has been uncertain since late December of 2001, after U.S. forces attacked terrorist bases in Afghanistan in the wake of the September 11th terrorist attacks that year in the United States. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld says it remains a hard task to find a single individual, especially in ungoverned areas. He mentions no specific locations, but in the past, U.S. officials have pointed to remote portions of Pakistan and Yemen as likely terrorist hiding spots. Somalia has also been identified as a possible al-Qaeda haven. But Mr. Rumsfeld says some rogue countries are also continuing to provide sanctuary to terrorists.
I mean, we know there's senior al-Qaeda in Iran.
He offers no elaboration, but Mr. Rumsfeld insists terrorist groups like al-Qaeda, while still active and a threat, have been dealt a severe blow by worldwide efforts to crack down on their activities.
We've always said that it doesn't mean that there will not be terrorist attacks. We knew that. We've said that repeatedly from this podium. And I suspect there'll be more. But it's tougher for them, and we intend to make it still tougher.
Mr. Rumsfeld says he has no plans for further cutbacks in U.S. troops in Saudi Arabia in the wake of the latest terror bombing. Most are leaving following the war in Iraq, but he says a small number involved in training and military exercises with Saudi authorities will remain. Alex Belita, VOA News, The Pentagon.